Hello and welcome back. We've just finished week 12. We're a little overdue, but we're getting it done anyway. I'm back with all of the usual suspects plus a special guest, starting with still 0-3 in the standings and 3-0 in your heart. Eric, how are you doing?
Good. 6-6 now.
Nice. Even it up. And Kevin, how are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. How are you?
I am doing great. I am 8-4 and feeling good. And Tony, also 8-4. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. I just realized everyone has a fun nickname, except for, well, Brendan doesn't, but bedtime denier.
Lots of things getting in the way of this podcast. Things, small children, whatever. And our special guest, owner, parent of one of those small children, Mr. Brandon Murray. Welcome back.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's new with you?
Oh, just getting used to child ownership
Yeah.
and the trials and tribulations of going from two naps a day to one nap a day.
Oh
Oh man,
that's a
that's the
tough
worst.
one.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, we're in
For
the thick of
you
things right
or for
now.
the kid? Yes.
If I was napping twice a day, I would never give that up.
No. No, it is harder on the parents than it is on the kid. Let me tell you, those nap times are precious.
Okay, so we've got a bunch of playoff stuff to break down, but I wanted to go back and look at our draft board again and look at where we have. We talked about this in week three, week six. I've got a list of all of the drafted players and then where their rank is right now versus where they were drafted. So, like Ja'Marr Chase, drafted 1.1, is currently the running back 7. He's got a score of negative
It's
six.
remarkable that Dion is tied for first by record, and he's got a lot of red on his page.
Yeah, I mean, he's managed to trade some of those people away, but Dion's draft, CeeDee Lamb, negative 32, Amarian Hampton, negative 30, Marvin Harrison, negative 18, Caleb Johnson, negative 67. That's like a really, really bad record, and he's doing great. I think the other worst one is probably Kenny Jaunte Bryan Thomas Jr., which I actually think is the worst pick of the draft.
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
I just like, there's so many players that are so much better after that. I feel like I would have told you beforehand, like that team stinks. He stinks. Like, I don't know. That's got to be my worst pick of the draft.
Sorry, you would have said before the season started that Brian Thomas, the guy who finished with like 1,400 receiving yards, stinks?
Yeah, I think he's overrated. I've always like, I cannot stand that team.
Okay. I mean, in
Well, all
hindsight, yeah,
right.
but I mean, okay.
It's
It's
really
wild.
unfortunate that Brendan didn't have a forum to make that take before the season.
Yeah, it's very convenient. Yeah. I also knew James Conner would bust his ankle up too. That's why I've been saying that for a long time, just not on a recorded medium.
Sorry, I'll be sure to write down a take about every single player before the season starts next time.
If you want to be a legitimate fantasy analyst, that's table stakes at this point.
I would like to back that up and say that I've never claimed to be a legitimate or any kind of fantasy analyst. This is a Manatee podcast, in case that wasn't clear.
Think what stands out to me is Curtis, and I like this
Yeah.
draft at the time, but he just it's kind of like first five, which are those are the money rounds too. Like those are all hits, and then he banged Michael Pittman and Drake May later on, and those have been reliable starters. So very, very solid draft. If he, I mean, he's probably going to make the playoffs, but I feel like he should be doing a little bit better. Maybe some poor in-season management on his part.
May has given him a really high floor every week.
Definitely. What happened with Kyron Williams? He was like running back punt returns this week. Like, is he in the doghouse or something?
No, man, Stafford's just throwing all the touchdowns. Kyron's always been a touchdown dependent guy, and it's just been weird there in LA. You'd like to th you probably would assume that it's gonna like revert back to a more balanced approach, but I don't know, man. Stafford's slinging it, so
Bucks
also
are good
Kyron.
against the
Yeah, well, not if you're Travion Henderson.
He
He
only
only
catches
came up with
touchdowns.
Brandon Sime also stands out. The only red there is Burrow, and that's because he's been hurt.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Igbuboo might be one of the like biggest hits of the draft.
Yeah, but no longer on his team, right?
Yeah, he's on. I traded him to Kenny for Hurts.
Interesting.
I mean, Hurts is QB1? No, he's not anymore, is he?
And do you still have Kareem Hunt on your team?
I was just about to say, excuse me, I dropped him
I
like 3 weeks
figured. I'm like,
ago.
there's no way you would have held him this
No,
entire time. So,
that
yeah,
was but before the Pacheco injury, and now all of a sudden he's getting 30 carries a game.
is the best pick in the draft? I'm just looking at this now. Is it just Rico Dowdle?
I was about to say that. I was just looking at that. Plus
That's
50, he
crazy.
went in the 10th round.
Yeah, and he's like an every week starter at running back. That's insane.
Is he still on the team that drafted him? Char still
Yeah,
have
sure.
him? Yeah, sure still has him.
I tried to trade for him like 4 or 5 weeks ago, and Shaire was
And
being
was
stingy.
he on Char's team the entire year?
As far as I understand, yeah, I think so.
I think
Oh,
so.
wow.
But speaking of Char's team, I'm pretty sure other than Metcalf and Rico, every other player is off his roster. Traded Bucky to Dion a long time ago, traded
Oh, yeah,
Chase
you're right.
Brown. Traded Devontae Smith to me, traded Deebo to Dion. I think
Keenan
Mark Andrews he
Allen.
dropped.
Keenan
Keenan
Allen
Allen's
to Brandon.
gone. No,
He
I
might still
got
have
him
Bigsby,
from
but
Dion.
Keenan Allen's been around the block then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of change. We had a lot of trades this year. Like,
Record
it was a good year
breaking.
for trades.
I also only have two guys on my roster and in this list that are still on my team, and one of them is Jerome Ford, who I just picked up again this week.
But you're actually Justin, right? Drake London. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that like Malik Nabers there is like a very misleading negative 62 for you because you managed to ship him off before. I mean, I think he wasn't super great before, but he certainly like had two working legs.
Yep, he did for me.
Joining the
Shout out
club,
to
I also
Mike.
only have two guys on my roster that are in that picture. So.
Huh, interesting. Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike for doing the handcuff running back strategy and true to form. Charbonnet is plus four, good. Algier plus 15, good. Braylon Allen minus 40, not so good. Will Shipley minus 34, also not so good.
But I mean, that's how it works, right? You
That, that's
just,
the game you play, right? That's
yeah,
the game you
exactly.
play, and it's kept him in the third quadrant of the league, let's
I
call
mean, yeah, the
it.
Tyreek Hill with Calvin Ridley, that duo,
Yeah,
kind
it
of was an anchor. So,
Negative 69 and negative 61 for the record. Broken sideways ankles and everything. Do we have any, like, okay, I still think BTJ is my worst pick of the draft, regardless of the hindsight or not. Does anyone have anything
I just
they
want to say
just.
one more thing that just I realized. Kurt got to pick his position in the draft. I remember we all thought, wow, 12 is a really odd position to pick. And I'm just seeing straight greens. So I don't know if he knew something like crazy, like really well done. But no, I think worst pick in the draft. I do think it's Brian Thomas just for delivering on expectations without injury. Well, he's been kind of banged up, but you've been playing him. That's the problem. Like he's been like, is he hurt? Is he not? You play him and then he sucks, and that's the worst part.
I think the only other person that
Yeah.
had. Go ahead, Brian.
Just to continue what Tony's saying, like a lot of these guys that have like deep reds have been hurt a lot. So like they're not really a factor. Like McLaurin hasn't really played at all. So minus 72, like doesn't really speak to that as a pick necessarily. But yeah, Brian Thomas has been mostly active and has just been, I mean, must just be a nightmare to own.
Tony, I think you, other than Kurt, had the most agency in the draft. Whether that gave you agency past round three or not is up for debate. But would you do it again? How does it feel? You're mostly even until Ricky Pearsall, who was hurt and also
Yeah.
just, has some unfortunate ducks thrown to him like tonight.
Yeah, don't get me started. But no, I feel like my looking at this, my draft was fairly solid actually. I just ended up trading a lot of the guys away. I mean, Henderson looked terrible for the first like 8 weeks, so I'm actually surprised he's. I guess that's what 2 big weeks can do for you when everything's like so packed together. Would I do it again? Yeah, I'd probably do it and then not trade Christian McCaffrey, but you know, here we are.
I
Alas.
actually don't think we've talked about that on the pod before we get into the playoff stuff, Eric. Contract breaching. How does that talk us through that? Do we you signed the contract, right?
I did sign the contract, yes.
Do you remember what the stakes were when you broke it or?
I believe I said in the group chat, I didn't actually read the contract, so I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I assumed it was something like, buy the league dinner or whatever it was. And I fully intended to win when I made the trade, so it was not a concern.
Okay.
What, were there actually stipulations? Because I
It
was.
was you buy the league's beer for the next draft.
Okay.
Importantly, it doesn't say what that has to be. So I hope you guys really like Pacific Pilsner.
Well, I also traded with Harsh, so this Harsh, you guys gonna split it or what?
Yeah.
That's up to Kurt to decide, I think.
I can't believe you guys are letting him get away with this.
It's
Get away
gonna
with
get
what?
thrown out like a Trump Justice
Yeah,
Department thing.
light
Like
it on
it's.
fire in front of his face. Are you kidding me? Don't even give it the time of day. Guy's been in the league for 2 years.
Again, I ripped it up.
I want to see this go to Judge Judy.
Yeah, a man of integrity, Kevin.
I signed it because I thought it was hilarious and then regretted it. Not because I think I should trade with Tony or anyone should, because you've managed to weasel your way to 8-4, but because it's just anti-fun.
Weasel.
Weasel.
I mean, it has been a master class in season management, that's true.
Okay, speaking of, let's look at some playoff breakdown.
Okay. This is I'm kind of glad we waited until this week, because as fun as it would have been last week, we got a lot more clarity. But I just want to go through there's two like really funny scenarios that were kind of cracking me up as of last week. So before Justin clinched this week with a win, there was a scenario where Eric wins out, Justin loses out, and then they play each other in week 14. And even though Eric was 0-3 in the division and Justin was 3-0, if that had happened, they both would have been 3-3, and they would have split the head to head, and then Eric would have won on the tiebreaker because of points four. And I just thought that was really funny.
Wow, really zero to hero for Eric there.
Yeah, but Justin won, so it's kind of a moot point. He's clinched, so that division's kind of wrapped up. We'll get into like the wild card later. There was a similar situation with Dion's division, the Princess and the P. What I don't understand what that means.
This is because Mike and Dion did nothing but bitch the whole time they were in Cologne about everything, so they are the princesses.
Who's the P?
The rocks on the beach at Calamore.
Okay. It was kind of similar. Like Dion needed to just win once or have Harsh lose once. And Dion lost this week, but Harsh lost. So, if Dion did lose out and Harsh did win out, Harsh actually would have had the better division record and would have beat him. But alas, Dion's clinched that division. For the I just put HH. Oh, that means hard H division. Okay. So yeah, in the chat, Brandon pointed out that he hadn't actually clinched, and I realized that I did write that down originally in my notes. And the reason being is that even though Brandon's 2 games up on Curtis, Curtis did beat him in the first division matchup. So, and they still play each other in week 14. So if Curtis wins this week and Brandon loses this week, that will set up a situation where even though Brandon is a game up on Curtis, Curtis can beat him in week 14, and then he will be 2-0 against Brandon and win on that head-to-head tiebreaker.
By this week, you mean week 13, right? Like this
By
upcoming
this,
week?
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
So like technically, Curtis needs to win out and Brandon needs to lose out, but it's easier because they play each other in week 14, which is why this setup is so fantastic, these division games at the end.
Yeah, not feeling great about week 13. Classic wounded animal game for Kevin, back up against the wall. And I kind of feel like I may have emptied the flip against Kenny this week. Sorry, Kenny. That was pretty rude.
Yeah, you
That
do.
was
And
rude.
you know what? Like, to get into Kevin's situation, just to bounce off of that, like, Kevin needed to win out, obviously, needed Brandon to lose out. And like, Kevin had a tough matchup against Curtis. He took care of business. Kenny put up a fight. Didn't he score like 110,
20.
115 points? 120?
120, yeah.
Like, I mean, that's all you can ask for, right? And Jahmyr Gibbs just absolutely pummeled Kenny's hopes and dreams. But this is my favorite one. It was Kevin wins out, Brandon loses out, Kurt loses two of three, forces a three-way tiebreaker. Brandon would actually be 1-3 in the division. And then, anyway, a bunch of tiebreakers. Kevin actually ends up winning that three-way tiebreaker. Not to get into the
Wow.
details, but that was the funniest thing. Because Kevin ended up beating Curtis twice, that's why. So he had a huge advantage. Alas, it didn't happen, but that was like, I was typing this out and I was like, oh my God, Kevin's got a chance. But no, it's gonna. I would like to see it come down to week 14. That would be fun, like a winner take all for the division. I mean, Brandon with 9 wins has already clinched at least a wild card spot, so you can rest easy. But the pick your opponent thing is like relatively important, and Brandon's still battling for the bye, which we can get into. Yeah, and then Kenny eliminated, as if we didn't know that already.
2-10 eliminated.
Yeah. But pretty much Brandon can clinch one. He just needs to win once in the next 2 weeks, or Curtis to lose once in the next 2 weeks. So, yeah. Our division is probably the most up in the air, because we're both, me and Brendan are both 8-4. Tino did have also like a similar Cinderella story where he actually could have won the division in a three-way tiebreak had we both lost out and Tino beat us both, but couldn't take care of business against Brendan this week. Brock Purdy let him down, unfortunately. It would have made it more fun, but alas. Essentially, it's going to come down to week 14. I do have a slight edge because I beat you already. So if we're tied or I am one ahead of you, then sorry, if you lose this week and I win, then I've clinched. That's essentially it. Otherwise, it's going to come down to week 14. That's pretty much that. And then we're obviously going to enter like the wild card. One of us is going to be in the wild card race, which I think is probably more interesting to talk about, because I currently have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people all mathematically in contention, which is that includes Brandon at 9-4, because he actually can go all the way from bye to, sorry, 9-3, bye all the way down to wild card berth. And technically speaking, Tino and Tyler at 5-7 are not mathematically eliminated.
They're eliminated.
Are
Like,
you?
there's four teams at 6-6 fighting for one spot. There's no way a 5-6 team is getting in.
You say that, but James made it in at 7-7 in 2023, so they're
I
not.
know, but the situation was not the same with the rest of the teams going on there. Like, if you, especially when you look at the fact that two of those 6-6 teams play each other, so you're
Yeah.
guaranteed to have a team at minimum 7-7.
Yeah.
With way more points than those teams that are chasing. So, like, it's pretty unlikely that you're going to get a 5-7 team making the playoffs.
Yeah,
It's
Tino's 100
unlikely.
points back,
I
buddy,
said
but.
it's un I didn't say it was like likely. I just said they're mathematically not eliminated.
Okay, but I'll point out that you are also saying that it is a lock. If you win next week and Brendan loses, it's over. But there's like a points differential opportunity for Brendan to beat you in the last week, even if that happens and still get there. It's not likely, but it's possible.
No, there's not though. Because
There is.
I already beat Brendan.
Yes, but if he beats you in week 14, and then you would have equivalent divisional records, and then it would go to points.
Oh, I see what you
Yeah, if
mean.
we have the same record, then I need to
I just
make up.
assumed I was way ahead of Brendan's shitty team in points for.
Right, that's my point. You're assuming that about you, but then you're happy to have conversations about, oh, it's possible about other people.
Okay, but
So.
like I'm just talking about records wise, right? Like I haven't done all the points for calculations, but like I mean, how far ahead of am I of Brendan?
100.
Because
No, not even
100.
now. You're less than 100 after this
Oh,
week.
well, I guess it's not impossible. He beats me by 50 points in the next 2 weeks. Sure. Okay. Well, anyway.
88.
Closing
Anyway,
the gap. Anyway,
I
I'm just
unfortunately have a
saying.
hard out, so I gotta say goodbye.
All right. See you
It's nice
later.
to see you guys. See
Bye,
ya.
Eric. Now that the Debbie Downer is gone, Tino and Tyler, you're not mathematically eliminated, I promise. It's just gonna be really hard. Like, yeah. I don't know
Say,
how else to
same as
say
a
it.
chance.
Because the thing that gives them a chance is that two of the 8-win teams are me and Brendan. One of them is gonna be a division winner. So, and then there's Brandon, who's probably gonna win his division. So those teams are eliminated. So there's gonna be at least one 8-win team. But Curtis is at 7 wins, so if he loses out, he's gonna stay at seven. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, and six teams. So yeah, I mean, like Eric is correct that it's unlikely, but I just, for the fun of it, I like to include them. So that sets up like
Where's Mike in all of this?
easily eliminated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about drive-bys.
Let's start there. So Char
Yeah,
eliminated.
Sherryar, Mike, Kenny, James. That's pretty much it in terms of eliminated people. Yeah. I think that's fair
Wow.
too. I think those are like the four like worst teams. Like I think there's a clear cutoff. Okay, so next week, meaning week 13, we have some like pretty large matchups. The biggest is Eric versus Tyler. So while Tyler's chances are slim, he needs to win this week to have any hope. And it's kind of spicy because if he wins, then he will actually be 2-0 versus Eric, and they'll have the same record heading into week 14. So any sort of tiebreaker there, Eric probably loses. Eric does have a big lead in points four, so even with a loss, it's possible, but he actually has like a really bad record against all the relevant teams. Like he lost to Tino, he lost to me, he lost to Curtis, and he's already lost to Tyler once. And if he loses this week, he will lose to Tyler twice. The only person he beat that's in the mix is Kevin. So it's not great for head-to-head tiebreakers. So a chance for Tyler to really play spoiler at the
Not
very
to
least.
mention that Tyler plays Char and Eric plays Jay in week 14. Those are very different
Yeah, 100%.
matchups.
Yeah, I know. It's very, yeah. And Eric will not have Christian McCaffrey in week 14 because he'll be on a bye. So, yeah. Me versus Tino. Again, Tino needs to win. I was looking back on Tino's history. He lost to Harsh in like week four, 89.64 to 89.36.
Oof.
With double gooses from Christian Watson and Tyrone Tracy in his lineup. So, season-defining moment right there, potentially. That might have been the closest matchup all year, actually.
Was that the game that Malik Nabers got hurt too? I think it was. Because he's in his lineup.
I
And it was
don't.
against the Chargers.
Yeah, it must have
Like
been.
that's the last game Neighbors played.
I didn't see Nabers in his lineup. I saw Christian Watson and Tyrone Tracy. Maybe it wasn't week four exactly.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. He lost 89.64 to 89.36.
Yeah, that's the one.
And he's got Neighbors here, 2 catches for 20 yards for
Oh,
three
that's why, because
points.
he didn't have the goose. I forgot about that. Oh wow, that's even so
That's
two
even worse,
zero.
if you ask me.
Yeah, that's even worse. Two zeros,
The
and then Nabers going out. Yikes.
guy
Yeah.
he just acquired, too. Like, all right, let's see what we got. Malik Nabers, baby. Time to
Yeah.
turn this thing around.
It's
Thank you.
tough.
And a 25 from Woody Marks on the bench. That's a tough call.
Yeah. Yeah, as you look back at those moments and that's fantasy
Wow.
football, baby. And then we have Kevin versus Brandon. So this is a big matchup for a number of reasons. Obviously, Kevin, he needs to win out. If you get to 8 wins, Kevin, you get a really good chance. Like, you're almost guaranteed to make it because
Unless it's against Eric, I think is the only scenario where I don't get in.
it's true, but remember there's 3 wildcard spots. So you have, if you've already beat Kurt twice, so you have the tiebreaker over him. You've beaten Tyler, you've beaten Harsh and Kyle. So those are the other 6 and 6 teams that are in the mix. So you have the tiebreaker over all of them. You did lose to Eric, but that would only apply if it's only you guys, right? But it's likely there's probably going to be a multi-way tiebreaker. And so, yeah, I mean, and you get Kenny in week 14. So this is huge.
We got a shotgun bet this. We got a shotgun bet this, and we have to double or nothing it after the Black Friday game because I think we'll both have had at least 4 players for each of us play by the end of Friday.
Okay.
Sure. It's a Bears game too.
I'll formalize it. I'll formalize it in the group.
Yeah, that Williams and Odunze stack going up against Philly. It's not a great matchup. Kevin also has Drake London hurt, probably not going to play. So, it's going to be a little bit of a miracle on ice situation here for Kevin. But it's also
Don't forget
important.
my two-headed backfield of the Steelers running backs in my starting lineup.
Hey,
Oh my goodness.
it worked for you this week,
Well, that's because they played Chicago.
well, the Bills' run defense is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
true. I forgot I did look at your matchup this week, and that did stand out to me. I was like, do you have no one else?
Did you look low? Did you scroll down? Because the answer is no.
You looked at the running back waivers recently?
It's terrible.
It's been so bad for like 4 weeks.
And it's also got big implications for Brandon. Obviously, he can clinch with a win, but also in terms of fighting for the bye, this is a big game. So yeah, super, super interesting matchups there. Harsh, other things. Harsh plays Dion. Harsh needs he's the other 6 and 6 team in this equation, so he definitely needs to win. And then Harsh and Kyle play each other in week 14, and they're both 6 and 6 right now. So another potential kind of win or go home matchup. If they both win this week, they can both be 7 and 6 going in, kind of like two teams enter, one team leaves situation. And
So
then, sorry, go ahead.
at this point, it seems like 7 wins isn't going to be enough.
It's likely not going to be enough, but I can't prove that
Sure.
mathematically right now.
Yeah, everyone but Eric would say it's going to be enough.
Yeah. I mean, look, if I'm
Seven,
Tyler,
someone will miss with 7 wins.
probably, but don't forget there's also the cuck seed that you're going after
The
too, right? Which
cuck
is like relatively
No, I'm not
valuable.
going after the cuck
Yeah,
seed.
are you going after that? We still
So
need to
there's
figure out a suitable like draft punishment slash
I
reward for
agree.
that.
I do like the BC Bowl. That was fun last year, the bye cuck game in the first round of the playoffs for a shotgun. That was
Oh
Tony and I
yeah,
last
that's
year.
true. Oh yeah, that was
That was fun. That adds a little something to it.
I like that.
Yeah, so there is incentive to like try and get to 7 wins and avoid the Pronly,
Of course.
right? And I don't think any of the other eliminated playoff teams are even close to the cuck seed, so I didn't even bother because we're looking at 2 wins, 4 wins, not great. So for the bye, it's also kind of interesting because we have 3 teams at 9 and 3, and then 2 teams at 8 and 4. That's you and I, Brendan. We can't both get to 10 wins because we play each other, but it is possible for one of us to get to 10 wins. And then, so really, Dion's like the clubhouse leader because he's beaten all of us. He has wins against me, Brendan, and Brandon. He didn't play Justin. So, I mean, there's a potential that it would come down to, I guess, points four there. And I haven't actually looked who has the edge there. Justin actually has losses to me, Brandon, and Brendan. So that's not good for any head-to-heads for him. and Brandon has a loss to Dion, which is going to be tough to make up. So, you're pretty much people are going to have to surpass Dion in order to overtake him for the bye, unless there's some sort of weird three-way like tiebreak scenario. But yeah, I mean it's definitely like it's still kind of open. Yeah, that's kind of like the quick rundown. Not so quick, I guess, but I think it's really I don't I mean I say this every year, and I don't know if it's actually true, but it feels like there's just so many people in the mix at the end of every year, which is awesome. It's what you would like to see, right?
I love these divisional games for that. Like, it really
Yeah.
feels like things get really spicy at the end here, and every win counts for double.
Yeah, the games definitely matter more against your division. And I like how it's the first three games are against your division. It's kind of like how well did you draft right out of the gates? And then the end of the year, it's like how well did you manage your team down the stretch? And I think to have those games matter more is a good way to do it.
The one thing that I, didn't even think about when drafting is like these week 14 buys r right at the end, like last game of the regular season, suck.
Yeah, that's
Like,
tough. Like McCaffrey, right?
yeah, and the Patriots on a bye too. So Curtis.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about is if I am in a do or die situation against Curtis, at least he won't have Drake May.
Yeah. Are those the only two week 14 buys?
It's got to be getting close.
I also like,
Well, there's none for week
oh,
13, right? Because.
Carolina and New York Giants are also on bye in week 14.
Oh, so those are the only two teams, right? The Patriots and Niners? The only two teams that matter, at least.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah.
no, sorry. I cannot get out of my head that he plays for the Giants.
For the Colts?
No, I know that's what I mean. It's
Yeah.
like for some reason I cannot figure
Oh,
that
yeah.
out. Like he plays for the
It's
other blue team.
Carolina's got Rico and Tet. Who has Tet? Is that also a
Oh,
Curtis pick?
Curtis does, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean so those are two starters, right?
Well,
I
Shar's
just
got Rico, so it's more
yeah, I
about
mean
whether he can dream crush someone or not.
Shariar
Oh,
plays Tyler, so
Curtis Diggs too. So
oh
like
damn.
obviously he'll change this, but he's projected for 47 right now in week 14.
Ooh.
It's not easy to just plug in three starters right now at the end of the
Yeah.
year, right?
Oh, he's got Juwan Jennings on bye too.
Harsh is projected for
Curtis, who are you starting in week 14?
Harsh is only projected for 59 points too. Jaden Daniels might be back. I cannot believe that he didn't go on IR after seeing that elbow.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was gross.
I
Ugh.
was one of those like that was really shocking because everyone I think was looking at the knee, because that's usually what happens when quarterbacks scramble, and then they show the replay, and then you're just like just so caught off guard by the way the elbow like bends, and you're like, oh my God, like
Yeah,
content
big jump
warning.
scare.
Yeah. But I don't understand, like, and I'm obviously the NFL schedule is a mysterious beast, but like, why can't they condense the buys like close, like not between weeks 5 and 14 I'm doing Trump hands, but like
Condense
I don't
the
like many people are saying, but like it never made sense to me. Like one team gets a bye in week 5, the other team gets a bye in week 14. Like you think for the purposes of like parity and equity, they'd all be like within 4 weeks of each other. Doesn't seem like it'd be that hard to do,
It's
but
got to be like a scheduling thing. Like, I don't understand how they don't just like divide the number of leagues, the teams in the league by like have even numbers of buys on each week.
yeah, it's exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I feel like if you just took like I don't know, like October or November, and you're like, that's the bye month, and like every week there's gonna be six teams on. Actually, that math doesn't work out. Eight
Yeah, see,
teams on
this is,
bye.
I think, where it gets
I think it's
hard. Yeah.
eight teams on bye for. I guess they don't like it because it's probably bad for TV revenue and stuff.
Yeah, but who cares? Like,
With the
fucking.
European games and stuff, though, the international games, like, there's been a lot of talk about them going to two byes,
Yeah.
right? Like, two byes with that makes a lot of sense. And honestly, it's just one extra week of the NFL. Like, they play on every day of the week. I don't think that would be that big of a deal.
And This year,
Well, there's no
like,
buys next week too. No buys in week 13 because of that
yeah.
Thanksgiving games. Right.
And the way they're making these guys play like such short turnarounds, I don't know. Like, I feel like injuries, they're always a factor, but guys just feel like they're always banged up. It's so hard. Like, you play like a Monday night game and then a Sunday night game and then a Thursday night game, and suddenly you've played like 3 games in 10 days or whatever. And it's just so brutal.
I would love to just eliminate the Thursday night game. Goodbye. They all suck.
100%. It used to be like a special thing. Like, you'd get like the Thanksgiving, and
Yeah.
then like closer to Christmas, you might get a couple or like
You'd go get a
one.
market burger and
Yeah. And then now they just made it like every week, and the games, every like the players just look like they're in agony the entire time.
the matchups are seldom good on a Thursday, especially after like week four. And then it's almost like a begrudging, like, oh, like, should I tune into this? Do I need to watch this?
To be
I
fair, they
think.
have gotten better though. Remember back in the it was like probably 6 or 7 years ago when they wanted every team to have at least one primetime game. So they'd stick like Jags Titans on Thursday night, and you just want to hang
Yeah.
yourself, but you'd
Just
watch.
that's when you
Broncos
knew it was
Jets.
time to like
Yeah.
get the Christmas decorations out when the Titans and the
They
Jags were on Thursday night.
do the color rush to make
Yeah.
you like, you're like, oh, they're all
Oh.
gold. You're
The
like,
clocks must be going back soon if the Titans are in prime time.
There's been a couple though. Like Al Michaels is just like openly disdainful of some of the games. It's great.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that guy, it's time.
Yeah, it's long overdue. And you know what? While we're at it, Kirk Herbstreit, fuck that guy too. Visit your family. Like, go home once in a while.
Oh yeah, and the whole thing about when he was like shitting on Wentz for like showing emotion, the guy had his shoulder was like hanging out of his socket. Like, come on, man, give the guy a break. He was like really like critical of Wentz that game. And then it turned out later that like he had like torn like 8 different things in his shoulder, and it's like, all
Not a
right,
good
Kirk,
look.
thanks,
Yeah.
buddy.
But if you do that when you're winning, then you're a great leader that shows emotion and heart.
Yeah. This is the guy who held a funeral on national TV for his dog, so. But you know, Wentz is soft. Anyway,
Seems like a suitably weird place to
no, I wanted I there's one thing I wanted
it.
to bring up. Can we move the trade deadline back 1 week?
Back
You
later in
kill
the
us
season
off,
or
like
earlier?
later in the season.
Why?
I don't know. I just like it felt like the trade deadline came, and then it was like another week of like this would be a good time to make trades.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. We'll table it for the off season, but I'd be in favor.
Is there, how about this? Why have a trade deadline at all?
No,
No, that's the bridge too
not
far.
even talking about.
No, what
I'm
does it
trying to think.
accomplish?
Well, it
It
stops teams
spares
from tanking.
teams. Yeah, well, it spares teams like Kenny and James and Shar from getting texts from you, just like, "Hey, you don't really need
You
Rico
up?
Dowdle
But
doing this, Shar."
I mean, okay, but I mean, that's a privilege, first of all. That means you got players that I want, so I feel honored.
What a
But
framing!
also, like, people are playing for the prom league, right? So they're not like selling. There's not an in there's an incentive not to just like tank or sell.
I
You know,
suppose.
just think about it. Trades is
Yeah, for the
fun.
offseason.
I'm opening to
Speaking of the
pivoting.
prom league, do we got any favorites?
Where was that document on our playoff picks? Because I want to see who our prom league picks were. I know
Ooh.
two of us picked Mike. I think Eric and I picked Mike. That's looking pretty good right now.
Let me see if I can scroll back and find it, because unfortunately, Eric was the one.
I think I picked James to make playoffs, so that was oof. That's a
Did you?
miss.
You? I thought you were pretty out on James.
Was I? I thought I'd. Okay, maybe.
I thought a lot of people picked James to make playoffs.
I
The
definitely
lunch
did.
pail team.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to go back and do a little bit of a like a post-mortem exam on James's season, because I feel like he had good players. I don't really know where it went entirely wrong.
He traded Henry and Bowers really early.
Yeah, and I don't even know who he got in return for that. Oh, Breece Hall and someone, and like the Bowers.
Romero?
Oh, McLaurin, yeah, that's who it was. And yeah, kind of interesting. And then he made a couple other trades. Sometimes it just happens. I don't know. I actually think Sherriar's team is like, it's only getting worse every week.
Yeah, Kev, I think I was talking to you about that, right? Like, I'm certainly not rooting for it because everyone loves Sherriar. I don't want to see Sherriar have to suffer through that. But yeah, it's pain and suffering indeed. It's not looking good, and the Vikings thing is really tough. Like, I guess McCarthy's in concussion protocol now, so we'll see what happens.
Ooh.
But
We're gonna get a Max Brosmer sighting.
there's no way that's a real person.
You just made that up.
We'll find out. Yeah, I'm just looking at
How
his
do you
team.
know who Max Brosmer is? Do you play in the NDFL?
That guy went like the 12th round.
Jameis Winston must have been like an all pro this week in the NDFL, eh?
Someone probably traded.
Yeah, he had like 33 points or something like that.
Yeah, because he caught a touchdown. Stiff-armed a linebacker while he was at it, too. It was just wild.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know where Sherriar's team went entirely wrong
Injuries,
either.
lots of injuries.
I mean,
Yeah,
like he
Merrin
sold the
Hampton
farm for
injury.
Hampton.
And then he traded
Right,
him.
true. That's true. Yeah, that sucked. And then I guess when your stack is JJ McCarthy, Jordan Addison, and they combine for 0.48 points.
Yeah, DK's
That's,
kind of come back down a bit. He's been inconsistent.
yeah. It's funny how things just like, I really was trying to trade for DK before the deadline, like 2 weeks before the deadline, and he was really high on that Aaron Rodgers and DK stack, and couldn't. I think the deal included Travion Henderson because that was when he was like really just not producing. Just funny
Yeah.
how like those moments.
I guess like it's chalky, but James has to be the favorite. Like he'll get Bo Nix back, so we'll have to start Tyler Shuck. But
Oh
like
boy.
Laporta's on IR. Kamara might be hurt. Is Kamara gonna come back if he has an MCL sprain?
Yeah.
Like
I think it's going to be a James Kenny Pronley. And then who takes it? I don't know.
Oh, I forgot about Kenny's team. Kenny's team is,
I think Kenny will be okay.
I think he, yeah, he's got player, like he's got
He's
some
got
good
Trey Benson
players.
coming back. He should
Yeah.
get work when he's back. He's like, well, let's not talk about Brian Thomas, but Herbert, Genty's been better lately.
The Bucks should
I
be
think
good,
he'll, yeah, the
but
Bucs should be good. He'll be, I mean, this is the problem we're talking about. He won't be good, but he might be good enough.
yeah. And Mike's got the two big studs in Allen and Ja'Marr Chase that I think that it's a good bet one of them will pop off enough to win him a week.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's
True.
Okay, do we want to put a collective pod gun on our predict our Pronley
We all have to like consensus pick one.
Or we can just each pick two teams that are going to be in the Pronley.
Yeah, I'm in for that. I would pick James and Char right now.
I feel like that is the pick.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's a way for me to go not chalk.
I'll go
Tyler.
James and Tino.
James and Tino, toughest division in the league.
Onions.
I know Tyler's like one of the few people that listens to this, and I'm sorry about what I'm about to say, but Tyler's team is actually not very good. If you just like look at it, and I'd be worried.
No way.
Yeah, who are his good players?
Goff?
All
ETN
right.
manages to fall into the end zone. Actually, not as much as I thought.
Like, yeah, Nico is like pretty good. I don't know. It's probably fine. It's probably fine, but he's like also one injury away potentially from, I think, disaster.
I think by the same token, he's one, Lions remember how to play football away
It's
from
true.
an easy dodge.
Do we
Yeah.
have a cuck seed pick too?
My pick was Eric to start the season, I think, and I'm sticking with it. It's so hard to predict, though, because it's just such a log jam.
I'm picking Kevin.
That's fair. I was thinking of doing that.
Just the whirlwind of emotions, the almost Cinderella story for playoffs, it feels fitting to just end up in the most blah of places.
I'm going to say Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, I was looking at Kyle too.
I'll say I don't think anyone wants to see Kyle's team in the playoffs. And I mean that in the sense of like, I don't want to play against Jonathan Taylor, AJ Brown, Davante Adams, and Travis Kelce in a week, potentially. Like, it's
gonna, totally agree with that.
It's not like a championship team, because I don't think there's sustained success, but potential any given week to just drop 150.
And, yeah, can catch it.
Yeah.
What's the cold schedule like?
He needs to find a different quarterback, though.
They're in Houston this week, and then I think they're home to Jacksonville, and then they're in Seattle.
Ooh, that's a tough run, actually.
Not great. They have to play the Jags and the Texans twice still, and
Niners 16.
Texans are in week 18, though, so for fantasy, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That Texans defense is is one to avoid entirely. Like,
yeah, I'm not feeling great about this coming up. This coming game just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Wait, for the Colts or
yeah, Kevin? Yeah, having to play Houston at home. I don't know. I just, like you said, that defense is just a problem.
Yeah, it's a major problem, especially at home. Well, they're in Indianapolis this week, but then, the week 18 game, potentially huge implications.
Both games, quite frankly. But anyways, would have been great if they could have had more than two first downs in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Yeah, what happened there? Sorry, Brendan's so desperately trying to end this, but I just love chatting.
No, it's good to chat. I missed the podcast, but
they kept getting in third and long situations, and then Spags was dial up a blitz, and they just couldn't complete anything third and long. But like, Chiefs defense played really well. They really contained Taylor, and Mahomes balled out. Mahomes played really, really well.
Yeah.
Is like, what percentage of teams with Jonathan Taylor on their team miss the playoffs? Like in fantasy? Because I feel like that should be nearly impossible with the season he's had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be low. It's got to be the people that then like take two flyers or have two injuries for their second and third picks.
Yeah. And like Adams has been really good too. I don't know.
He's been really good.
Like, yeah, he's been just catching touchdowns, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if AJ Brown's starting to come on, if Chuba's going to get more involved. Yeah. Like, I totally agree. Not a team you want to see. I mean, Bryce Young certainly puts a ceiling on this team. But
yes,
is that really the best quarterback available? Yes, it is.
Okay. It can't be.
Geno?
No.
No, that guy stocks. That guy.
Yeah,
sucks,
man. That's what I
just got sacked like 12 times.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Kevin, how are you feeling about your guy,
Go Uncle Bears.
Chip? Uncle Chip Kelly got fired.
That's now I'm not even entertaining that thought.
Gonna invite him over for drinks.
I don't know why I'm the Chip Kelly guy for. Yeah, all right. Don't like that. But you're gonna ask about the Bears.
No, you wrote a long thing in the chat about like how he reinvented himself, and that's cool, and
he's
kind of like
it's objectively cool to come into the NFL as like this hot new offensive play caller with the Eagles and have some success, and then go back to college and come back and get hired to do something else. Pete Carroll hired him, didn't he? Pretty smart football guy, probably knows what he's doing.
I don't know, based on
don't look at Pete Carroll's offensive coordinators in Seattle.
Or whatever.
Oh, I had to. Shane Waldron. Guy stinks.
He does stink.
I can't get over the Pete Carroll and the Raiders.
I had an idea. I had a thought, but I can't remember what we were talking about. But you had something about the Bears you wanted to say, Kevin?
Not really. I'm just curious what you guys are thinking of their season so far. Because coming into it, I was I was a little apprehensive of how the whole Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams thing was going to mesh. I still kind of stand by that because Caleb's missing a ton of things that Ben is scheming open for him. But the like what they're doing this year is like they're winning so many games that they used to lose. And like at a certain point, I just have to attribute that to the coaching. So it's nice to see that. And that defense has played so well and they're so hurt. It's actually crazy how well like they're two Bears are tied for the league lead in interceptions, Nashawn Wright and Kevin Byard. And Jalen Johnson has played like a game this year. Kyler Gordon's been hurt. Jaquan Brisker's been hurt. Like those are the three highest paid guys in the secondary. And they're still leading
Amazing.
the league in takeaways. And like that's got to be like Dennis Allen. Like that's great coaching. Like that's it's
I think,
interesting.
yeah, Dennis Allen, I've always thought is a solid defensive coach. Also, Eberflus went to Dallas to be the DC, and Dallas is Swiss cheese. So I think there's something to that as well. And yeah, I think Ben Johnson has been an unmitigated success. So I think Caleb's getting better every week too. I think that's good.
Yeah, I agree.
I
It's
think
good to see.
the things I
Schedule gets
see,
tough, though.
yeah, like him getting sacked in the end zone last week is like, a little tough to watch, but also just like a little, how much can you really blame him for that, I guess.
Yeah.
That one, I would definitely blame on him. But he's been so good at evading those. Last year, he got sacked like 60 something times, and he's only been sacked, I think it's 15 or 16 times this year. Like it's like a marked difference. And a big part of that's the offensive line, but also part of it is him figuring out the timing of being able to spin off guys like coming off the edge, trying to tackle them and stuff when he's able to extend it. He clearly is just a lot more comfortable about when to do that. And he got caught by one of the best defensive players in the league, and TJ Watt doing that.
He's
Well, to
been
come back
like,
from that and win the game, like, says a lot, I think.
he's been really good against the blitz statistically, which is what everyone thought he was bad at. So, yeah, I mean, I think they seem to be winning games. They're well coached, and so it's kind of cool to see. I'm just glad Ben Johnson worked out as a head coach. I think it's
Yeah,
legit.
me too.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're in a good
Started on
spot.
two.
Yep. I also think there's like a realistic avenue for them to get better this year with their defense getting healthier. And if Caleb can hit some of these passes that he's missing, like they're already one of the most explosive play offenses in the league. If he can hit some of these deep balls to Burden or Bohr, whatever it is, like open passes, like frustrating overthrows. Like that could really unlock another level to it. So, anyways, we'll see. It's been fun.
And
We'll
then,
see.
Like the schedule gets really tough. They go at Philly, at Green Bay, home for Cleveland, home for Green Bay, at San Fran, and then home for the Lions, who
yeah,
fucking
that's
rocked them in week two,
yes.
in week
Yeah,
18. So I'm
Lions
rooting
hung.
for them, but that's a tough schedule.
It is. They hung 50. Lions hung 50 on them, I think, in week two. They beat the Vikings twice, and they haven't played the Packers yet. So three of their last six games are against the division. And if they can split against the Packers, I think that like is a reasonable chance at making the playoffs based on that div record alone, especially because the Packers have a tie under their belt.
It'd be fun to see him in the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely.
Win the division, a playoff game at Soldier Field. Whew.
Go Bears.
Cody Parkey won't be kicking.
No, he won't.
I think that was the
Richardson
last
has
home
been
game they
not
posted in the
bad.
playoffs, right?
Excuse me. Yeah, double doing.
Yeah. Okay. Sleepers updated too with this week's standings.
Oh, that was throwing me off looking at the wrong records.
I love getting that Monday night update,
Yeah,
especially
it's
after
nice.
you win.
Their tiebreakers aren't correct, but
No, they're not.
it only matters for potentially Kyle and Harsh.
Okay, I'm 95 points ahead of Brendan. Okay, so.
Yeah,
Okay,
that's
so
a narrow gap, but I'm just going to beat you and it'll be fine.
that's okay. I mean,
So we got 3-9-3s, 2-8-4s.
and Tony and I are a little weird because, like, We don't have to, but it's very likely we end up with different records.
Yeah,
Right.
exactly.
Right,
And
yeah.
one of us will be in the wild card spot.
So who's in the seventh spot right now? Is it Eric at 6-6 with the points four?
I think so. Yeah. Wild cards right now would be Brendan, Curtis, and then it's a five-way tie at 6-6.
Gross.
So I don't know, like whatever that means, but by points for it would be Eric. Yeah.
Wow. If it's a five-way tie, unless everyone has played everyone else, which is not possible. Oh, it is possible.
It's possible, but I think it's not likely. And this was, I hope it doesn't come up, but Eric probably know the exact tiebreaker. I think we had a rule that if someone was like undefeated against the teams involved, that they would win the tiebreaker, even if not everyone has played each other, if that made any
Yes, that makes
difference.
sense. So like if Eric has played Dion and Harsh and beat both of them, but if
Yeah.
Dion and Harsh haven't played, then Eric
Yeah.
just wins everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's potential for some pretty wild tiebreakers. It's, yeah. But technically, right now, I think it is Eric. Even though his like I mentioned, his tiebreakers head to head are really bad, so it will depend on who ends up kind of fighting for that spot.
Tyler took over most points against too.
Tyler did. Oh, I
Yeah.
didn't realize he's having. Oh yeah.
Yeah, two of the 6-6 teams being in the same division means it's unlikely that they're going to finish with the same record.
Yeah. Wow, Justin with his points against. That's unbelievable.
Must
Quietly
be
just
nice.
having a
Yeah.
blessed season, eh? Because he's won the last. No, I beat him, but he's getting away with Lamar Jackson being not good.
What is going on there? He's fucking killing me in Wade Park. I'm in fourth in our division now. I just looked.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's four of us at 9-3.
He's got to be hurt.
Sorry, wait, what? You're fourth in your division at 9-3?
Oh, it's wild,
Yeah.
Brendan.
Four of
What's the
us.
other
Other division doing?
not
So
losing?
in our division, there's four teams at 9-3, all tied for first. And then there's a 9-3 team leading the other division, but the second place team is 6-6.
Ugh.
But there's also like there's a 1-11 team, there's 2-3-9 teams, there's 2-4-8 teams. Like there's
Can you,
that's I
like,
mean
what does the
that's
1-11
nasty,
team
right?
look like?
Oh boy.
Well, the team name is Dormat State University, which cracks me up.
this is the Dynasty League, right?
Yeah.
So that they've
Yeah.
been tanking since like week four.
I don't think it was on purpose. And not originally trying to start the season, and then kind of just got off to a slow start. Guys underperformed, and then I think they just kind of like committed to the bit, you know, kind of
Who
like
is it?
it's Jordy.
Jordy.
It's not a good team.
Sure isn't.
Yeah, I mean, he traded Justin Jefferson at what was that, like week eight, for a bunch of draft picks, and that was the white flag.
Yeah, that's a go again next year
Yeah,
signal.
he actually doesn't have the least points for, though. Someone has yet to break 1,000.
I'm looking at Scott's team right now. Scott is a perennial doormat in this league, but like some of his starts are just
Did he actually
hideous.
start Trey Benson this week?
He did, and he if like didn't really have anyone else to start. Like he had all of his
Oh
other
yeah, man,
running backs were on
can't drop
bye.
Rashad Bateman to pick up a running back. Gotta hold on to that guy. Give me a break.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty bad. You're right.
He's also holding on to Will Lutz on a bye. Dude, what? This is malpractice.
Malpractice. Yeah, he scored 49 points this week.
Wow.
And Like 11 of them were from Ray Davis and his one kick return touchdown.
Not good.
Not good.
Yeah, thankfully it's just the winners of the division are like 1 and 2, and then everything else is a wild card, so
Yes.
it doesn't matter
Oh
too
yeah.
much.
That would
And
be
only six make playoffs too, right?
six make playoffs,
six of 12.
14.
Six of
Oh wow.
14.
Yeah. But right now, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5, 9, and 3 teams, and then the next is 7 and 5. So I feel like the 9-1 teams should be, we should be okay. Yeah, we
We
can't
hope
get
so.
caught. Yeah, we can't actually get caught by the 6 seed. So we've clinched. So anyway, Tino is having a good year in that little
Tino's team's
tournament.
good.
Yeah.
Tino's team's good.
So, you know.
I think Bryn's 7-5, right? So he
Yeah,
could theoretically
begrudgingly.
catch us. He could theoretically catch us, but that also like hinges on him actually opening the app and changing players out, so.
I kind of love that Bryn hates that he's winning. It just cracks me up. Like,
Well, we heard a lot about how much he hated losing when he was good, so.
Jonathan Taylor, like, it is winning to spite Bryn. It just was like kind of funny.
Yeah. Just spoiling his draft position.
Yeah. Oh man, fantasy football is so much fun.
What a good
What
time.
a hobby.
Okay,
And
I'm
then
running out of hard drive space, actually,
okay.
so time to
Calm
wrap it
down.
up.
Yeah. Oh,
Can
I
always
want to
just
do
do
some.
more of these.
I know, I know. I want to do a little division history look back on the last 3 years, who's
Ooh, the
won.
lore of the SFL. I like it.
We should
Yeah.
absolutely do that at the end of the divisionals before playoffs.
Yeah, I
Because we
think
have to do the announcement pod.
oh, of course. Of
Yeah,
course.
and a little look back because this is our last year. We've got
I know.
the bingo thing.
I know.
Yes.
This is why, like, even though we've probably clinched a playoff spot, Brendan, I really want to win the division so I can sweep you guys.
Is that
Means a
true?
lot. Yeah, because I won the last 2 years, baby.
Well, it's a tough division, so that would be an accomplishment. Although maybe not this year. Yeah, let's pencil that
Yeah.
in. I would love to do a little look back on the divisions. Walk down memory lane. All right, thanks for coming. We'll see you at the end of week 14 and then in playoffs. Good night.
Good night.